Yom Amarta. Not only when it was said, B'shoy Mechinam, Shekei Mishalem Tashlum Mekeifel. Not only by a Shoy Mechinam that he pays Keifel, but Teyoma B'shoy Mesocha Sheinu Mishalem Tashlum Mekeifel, but a Shoy Mesocha doesn't pay Keifel. So you see, L'chur, a Shoy Mesocha doesn't pay Keifel. So by tomorrow, why not? Now, in other words, if you're a Shoy Mechinam, then if you say it was robbed, it was Gonaf, so then we find out, no, you yourself have it. So Torin Tanas Ganif, it's Ganif, you'll be chayav to pay Keifel. But a Shoy Mesocha, since he's chayav anyway in Ganif, I'm Ganif or Gazlin, so therefore there's never a case to pay Keifel. That's what it says here. But the question is why? V'yi, Sagot that if you're going to tell me that Lister Mizuyin Ganifu, that you should know, Lister Mizuyin has a look like a Ganif, if so, Nimsa V'Shoy Mesocha Mishal Tashnu Mekeifel. It's possible that a Shoy Mesocha should also have to pay Keifel. When? V'toyin Tainas Lister Mizuyin. If the Shoy Mesocha complains and says, when the owner says, give it back to me, he says, you should know, the robbers came and took it from me. So therefore, Shoy Mesocha is potter, because for him it's like an honest. But still, if we find out later that he really has it, he's considered like a ganif, he'll have to pay kefil. Or Malayt, he said back, Hochi Komet, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Lo yim amata, not only when you say b'shem echinam, shekein mishalom tashlumi kefil, b'chol tainoisav. Any time b'shem echinam says that it was gonaf, and later we find out he has it, he'll have to pay kefil. But Teyama b'shem esach, you want to tell me by shem esach, she'ena mishal tashlumi kefil. He doesn't usually have to pay kefil. El only in one case, but turn tenet listem ezuyin, that's why it's different. But true, he agrees that it could be this one case where you'd have to pay kefil. But normally a shem esach is chayiv on gonaf, so therefore he never gets around to pay kefil, he always only has to pay the keren. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun zayin am a base. We're holding five lines down. Eisvei have a kasha like this. You go in the middle of the shaila again about a shemer aveda. Is he called kishemer socha dami or is he called kishemer chinam dami? That was my focus we had before. So now Eisvei have a kasha like this. It says Allah, the pasuk says v'nishparay meis. If the animal breaks or dies. So, a shoyel, if you're a shoyel, if you borrow it, you're chayef. So, idarshin ain liyela shavura umesa. Only if the animal breaks or dies, is the shoyel chayef. Kineva v'yaveidu minayin. How do I know to say, even if it was stolen, or it was lost, also you're chayef? So, Rashi says, ain li shiye shoyel chayef. Rashi, all these things, that's an honest. But how do we know that he's even chayef a geneva v'yaveidu? So, Mor says, amato atayya avakal v'choyma, tekal v'choyma. Oma shoy mesocha shepote by shvur meisa madach a regular shoy mesocha that gets paid shoy mesocha that gets paid to watch it. He's potter on einsin. The animal dies by itself or breaks. He's potter still chayy b'gnevi v'aveda if it gets stolen from or lost from him. He has to pay. He's chayy b'gnevi v'aveda if so shoyim. Or Shoyim is Shoyim, Shechayiv Vishvur Mesa. You're telling me now that he's Chayiv on Oinsin, he's Chayiv if the animal dies by itself. Ain't no din, isn't it a Svara for sure to say Shechayiv Gnevi Vaveda? To say that it should be Chayiv on Gnevi Vaveda. So the Kalva Choyma. So Gemara says, Vizel Kalva Choyma Shein Alav Tshuva. This is called the Kalva Choyma that you can't ask back on it. This is a good Kalva Choyma. That Avada, Shoyim is Shoyim is Chayiv for Gnevi Vaveda. Now the question is, Alish Shal was not only about a Shem Raveda, but that Lister Mizuyin has Loch of a Ganif. That was the last Chiddush. Now we're saying, if you're going to tell me that Lister Mizuyin means armed robbers. When an armed robber comes to rob from you, it has Loch of a Ganif. If so, Amai ain't a love tshuva. Why don't you have like a pirkha question on this Kal V'Chaymah? Why? Because Ikul HaMifrit, you could ask like this. Ma L'Shoy Mesocha, you know why L'Shoy Mesocha, maybe it's Chayiv on Genevi V'Aveda, Shekein Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil, Betoyin Tanas Listim Mizuyim. When L'Shoy Mesocha tells the owner, when the owner comes back to the Shoyim and says, give me back my shore, the Shoyim says, listen, Listim Mizuyim took it away from me, says, so, that's called like an honest. So the Shoy Mesocha is potter. And later we kind of found out that no, the Shomer himself has it. So it has a law like Turin Tanis Ganif that he has to pay kefil. If so, there's a chumrah to a Shomer Sachar. That a Shomer Sachar, it's possible that he'll have to pay back even kefil. Whereas by a Shomer Shoyel, he can never pay kefil. Because the Shoyel never frees himself. A Shoyel is higher than any type of a Geneva. Even if it was stolen with armed robbers, still, he's chayiv. So you can never have a case that the shoyel frees himself with a tainus ganif, they should have to pay kefil. So the kitzah, you have a chumra now on a shema socha over a shema shoyel. So that should be a pircha on the kavachayma. So Mara says, no, that's not a question. That means, so who you want to bring a proof that we hold a list of mezuyin is called a gazlin, not a ganif, they won't be kefil. So Mara says, no, that's not a proof. Amalei said back to him, Kisavar Hai Tana, this Tana holds the svar is that Karna B'loi Shavua Adifa Mikvela B'Shavua. Still, a Shema Shoyel is more Chomer. He has more of a Chumra. Because a Shoyel, no matter what he says, he has to pay the Karen. He always has to pay the Karen. So therefore, to pay the Karen without swearing is better, is a bigger Chiyav, than a Shema Socha. Now, when a Shema Socha tells us it was Nignavu B'Listim Mezuyin, he's Potter. He's only chayiv if we find out that he swears false, and later he has to pay kefil. But a shomer socha on a regular geneva, on a regular oinus, he's potter. So this tan holds avada a shomer shoyel is a svara chumra. It should be chayiv. Madach a shomer shoyel. That's chayiv on an oinsin. It's chayiv on mesa. Avada should be chayiv on geneva v'aveda. That's a bigger pircha, a bigger chumra than the fact that a shomer socha sometimes can have kefil. Now the Gemara says, let me bring you proof to this also, that a Shema Socha, that Toyin Tanis list of Mezuyin, has a loch like a ganif. I bring you proof, the list of Mezuyin ganifu. What's the Rai? It says a loch, ha-soiche poro mechaveroi. If you rent an animal, a poro, a cow, from your friend, v'nignavu, and then it gets stolen from him, v'yomar haloi. Hareini Mishalim, and the Shema Socha says, you should know, I want to pay you, v'yena nish, but I don't want to swear. That's going to be the kasha, what's going on here? But Shema Socha anyway is chayiv al-ganeva v'aveda. Here it's the mashma that really he could free himself with a shvua. But he's a nice guy and he says, no, I don't want to swear, I'll pay you. So it says what? V'yachakach nim tzagan of a later before in the ganiv. So Mishalim tashlu me kefil a-seicher. The locher is that the seicher is like koim to the parah, and therefore the kefil goes to him, not to the original owner, but it goes to the Shoymer. That's what it says here. So Gemara says that Savru, we hold now, Kereb Yehuda. We hold like Kereb Yehuda Shita, the Yoma that says, Soicher, Kenoisa Sokodami. If you rent something, if you pay for something, it has the same aloch as if you're paid to watch it. It has the same aloch like a Shema Socha. So when you rent something, even though there you're paying for it, but when you pay for it, it's like you're makabel upon yourself to watch it, a good Shemira. Therefore, you have to watch it the same way a regular Shema Socher has to pay for it. If so, Omidiktoni v'yomar, Hareini Mishalim, since it says the case here that this renter could tell the owner, I'm free, but I want to pay you, v'yena nishba, mechlala, it's a proof, di boy potla nasha b'shvua, he could, if he wanted to, he could have sworn that it was stolen and it'll be free. And the question is, hechidomi, what's the case? We know a regular Shema Socher is chayiv on Geneva v'Aveda. So what do you mean to say he could have sworn and free himself? So Mar says, the case is like this. What's the case talking about? Kigoyin the Kotoyin Tainas Listim Mezuyin. The case has to be that he Tainas now Listim Mezuyin. He Tainas now it was armed robbers. And therefore, it's like an honest. Therefore, a Shema Socher is potter. So it says now, really he could have said it and freed himself. But instead of saying this, he pays. Oktani, it says, we find the ganif, Mishalom Tashlum a kefil. The ganif has to pay kefil, the seicha to the seicha. So what type of a ganif are we talking about over here? List the mezuyin. And it says he has to pay kefil. So Shema Amina, here's a good proof that list the mezuyin ganifu. List the mezuyin is considered like a ganif. And therefore, a ganif has to pay kefil. And if you're a toyin tanis, list the mezuyin, you're a shrei mesocha. And later we find out you have it, you'd also have to pay back a kefil. So Mar says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Amri, I'll tell you, me sarvet krib yudu, said this price goes like a yudu shita, the yomah that says, soicher kenois tesachadami, that when you rent something, you have the same halacha like a shema socha, Maybe no, Dilmach Rabbi Meir Svirulei. Maybe this price holds like Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yoma that says, Soicher, Kishay Mechinim Domi. No, when you rent something, you're not getting paid for watching it. Adarabba, you're paying the man for using it. So Rabbi Meir Shita is, if you pay, if you rent it, so then you own it like a Shay Mechinim. When is a Shay Mesacha? What's a Shay Mesacha? If you receive pay for watching it. That's called the Shay Mesacha. But here, if you're renting somebody else's parah, you're not getting paid. Adrav, you're paying him for the use, so you're on your Shem Mechinim. So maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Meir. Then there's no proof, because then it's a regular Tainas Ganef here. That's why he pays Kefal. But it could be listed Mezuin as a Gazlan, not a Ganef. That's one reason why you have no proof. And he boys him another shot could be, even it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe the Machlif Rabba Barahua, the way he changed it around. For Tony, he learned like this. Seicher. A person that rents the animal, what halacha does he have? Ketzad Mishalim. When he rents it, he has to watch it. What type of a shomer is he? Ketzad Mishalim. It says, Rabbi Meir oimek a shomer socha. Rabbi Meir says he has locha a shomer socha. Rabbi Yudu oimek a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yudu says, no, it's like a shomer chinam. So maybe he goes according to Rabbi Yudu, but like this pshat in Rabbi Yudu, that a shomer, that a renter is only called like a shomer socha, like a shomer chinam. That's why a ganef is potter on Geneva, and therefore when we find the ganef, he has to pay kefal. Rabbi Zeiru, Amr of Zeiru says, Hocha v'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? V'toyin tainas listem mezuyin. We're talking about he was toyin tainas listem mezuyin. That's true. This renter complained that it was armed robbers. V'nimtza listem shayna mezuyin. That's true. It could be a renter has a loch like a shayna mezuyin. That really is chayiv on Gnei Aveda. So where is there a case that the Shem Masachah said, I could have made myself free, where he said that really armed robbers stole it. So when he said armed robbers stole it, he'd be free. So instead of saying it, he went and paid money for it. And later when we found the Ganef, you know what the case is? Not that we find armed robbers, because if we would have found them to be truly armed robbers, maybe they'd be potter from Kefal. That could be only like a gazlin. The reason why it says here the highest kefal, because we're talking about the found listim that are not mezuyin, regular rabbis. They're called ganogim. Therefore, there they have to pay kefal. Then the Mishnah says like this. So, kitzur, we have no proof what the loch of listim mezuyin is called like a ganav or like a gazdim. We don't have a clear proof. The Mishnah says like this now. The Mishnah says again, noflu legino, if your animal fell off your roof, the yinus, you had your animal on top of your roof, and by an accident it fell off into your friend's garden. And started to eat up his apples there. Noflagina, not apples, but his tomatoes there. Vinehenis, and he had enjoyment, so the Mishnah says, Mishalemis Mashinenis. You have to pay according to the enjoyment you have there. Mashinenis, you have to pay. Not more. Not for the hezek, but you have to pay for the enjoyment you have. So Mara says, Omar Rav says, Vinech Pito. We're talking about now when the animal falls down, he just lands on top of the tomatoes. And he makes nice tomatoes he makes out of him. The animal just came tumbling down on top of the tomatoes. So that's called he had enjoyment from the tomatoes that he only has to pay for the enjoyment he has. In other words, if he wouldn't have landed on tomatoes, he would have broke his back. Now they landed on the nice juicy tomatoes, he squashed the tomatoes, they saved his back. So for this enjoyment that he has, that's how much he has to pay. Now that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Avul ochlo, but mashmado, if the animal went and ate it up, sa'afilu mashinenes ena mishalemes, he would not even have to pay how much he ate. When does he pay for the enjoyment only? For the enjoyment that he saved his bang. But if he would eat it up, he'll be potter completely. So Mara says, Lema Rav time. Maybe Rav goes according to his time. The Yama Rav said as far before, Hoya lo shaloi teichal. That if a strange animal comes into your rishus, and he eats up your paris, and he gets sick from it, and dies, so you're potter. Because you have a right to say to the animal, who asked you to eat it? You shouldn't have eaten my fruits. Yeah. So maybe that's here also why if your animal falls into his rishus and he eats up the animals there, you're potter. So Morris doesn't make any sense. Amri, I'll tell you back, what's going on here? What's one with the other? Hey, Modi Yomar Rav, when did Rav say Zalocha Hosom? Heicha teisko he, where the animal got damaged himself. Like what happened? Your animal went into somebody else's field and he ate up his fruit there, and the animal died because he ate too much. So there, the motzi yomalei mara de peri, that the owner of the apples could say, loy mishalemna, I'm not going to pay you. Why? Because hoya lo shalai toichal. Who told your animal to eat up my apples? Liyazuki, yeah. Mashenke and liyazuki yachrina de ptiru lishlumei miyoma. But here, what happened here? Your animal fell off your roof and landed in my yard and started to eat up my tomatoes. So why should you be potter? Lemaisa, your animal ate up my tomatoes. So the question is, you ruined my tomatoes. It's not a question, my tomatoes made your animal sick. Here we're talking about that your animal ate up my tomatoes, so why should you be potter? Avad you should be chayiv. So what kind of svar is this to say? When the Mishnah says, your potter for the hezek is only when it fell. But if it ate it, then it'll be potter. I mean, for the anor, why should it be potter for the anor if you eat it? Rav never said such a svar like that. Miyama. So most of the Ella, the pshat is like this. Ella, Rav meant like this.